This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today is the deadline for people who lost homes and property in the Marshall Fire to apply for federal loans to help them rebuild. The government has approved nearly $76 million in homeowner and renter loans and nearly $5 million to businesses. In all, more than 500 loans have been approved after the fire burned more than 1,000 homes in December. The deadline for people to apply for separate income assistance loans is the end of September. Lake Powell will likely drop to a dangerously low level in the next couple of weeks, CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The reservoir on the Arizona-Utah border is the second largest in the United States. It's filled with Colorado River water, which tens of millions of people rely on. Projections from the federal government show water levels there could drop below 3,525 feet in the next week or so. Anything below that level is cause for worry because it threatens the reservoir's ability to create hydropower. Federal projections suggest the dip could be temporary. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The Loveland police chief says he's leaving the post for a new position in Arizona. Bob Tyser will head up the Prescott Valley Police Department, about 100 miles north of Phoenix. His departure comes the same week that two of his former officers are appearing in court over their involvement in the 2020 arrest of Karen Garner, an elderly woman with dementia who suffered a broken arm and a dislocated shoulder when police stopped her for allegedly shoplifting. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're getting some fresh air with Terry Gross. Maybe you should get some fresh air this afternoon, too. It's a great day outside. In Denver, it is a sunny 72 degrees, and that's the high for today. In Grand Junction, it's 62, and in Colorado Springs, it's 71 and sunny.